Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So we've been talking a lot about Twitter. Well, everybody's talking about Twitter. Every second article you read at the moment is Twitter related. There's definitely agendas going on, and I just wonder what that is doing to the brand. Dina Diamond, marketing expert. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am well. It's just a little bit overcast, but this is not my summer dream. I'm just putting it out.
Yeah, you know what? I'm getting a sense from listeners as well that there's a bit of out there this morning. You know, I'm quite sensitive to the energy of our listeners, and that's what I'm getting the sense. That people just, okay, they want the sun now. Now, it's very, very nice that everything is green, but we need it green and shining, not green and miserable.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why the Twitterverse generally is reflective of whatever's going on in the world. So if you listen to South Africans, that's why it's such a popular medium. So, I mean, if you look at the total base, and there are 1.5 billion Twitter accounts, of which 450 million are active, but only 230 million are monetizable.
Okay.
So this is what we're talking about with old Elon Musk. I mean, I think he literally gets the entire world into a stir. So, I mean, when you buy an asset for $44 billion, you've got to know that everyone is going to be talking about it. And in terms of a social media platform, it is massively popular. It's used by celebrities. It's used by pretty much everyone around the globe. It's a source of news. I know you're very active on Twitter, Howard.
Yes, and you can follow me on at Howard Feldman. You can definitely do that. I am active on Twitter. And I happen to think that what he's doing is right, because Twitter has not been democratized. So every time I've tried to get verified, I have no idea why I keep getting rejected. They don't give you an answer. They don't tell you what the problem is. So I don't have a blue tick. I'm very happy to pay 60 Rand a month, which is what the figure's going to be. It's equal to 2 and a little bit cups of coffee at any decent coffee shop in Johannesburg. And for that, I get verified. My tweets will reach people that I need them to. I get other features as well. Why wouldn't I? It's actually a bit of a cheek, a bit of a chutzpah that we can expect to use this platform and do it all for free. Isn't it?
Not agree with you more. I mean, first of all, I'm very offended for you that they haven't blue ticked you, because clearly they just don't know who they're dealing with.
100%.
Exactly. Yes. But now you two can pay your not $8, your 60 RON,
right,
and you can monetize it. So for me, I mean, there's a couple of things that stand out that I think we need to point out of what's going on with Twitter. So Elon Musk, like in 2017, someone tweeted, he says, oh, you should buy it. He says, oh, how much is this? 2017, that's the first conversation.
Right.
Then, that sort of probably gets the ball rolling. Elon Musk is a bit of a diva, is out there, is sort of known for his theatrics, but also known to be brilliant, even though somewhat questionable.
Eccentric. Anyway, so we use the word eccentric. Yes. What's the matter with you?
Thank you. Sorry, eccentric. So he starts to buy this asset, and he realizes, I think, when he starts doing his due diligence, and this is where he actually officially was pulling out, that Twitter is bleeding $4 million a day. Twitter is losing $4 million a day. So they did make $50 billion in earnings last year, but primarily from advertisers. So his main source of income is from advertisers. And that is now where I think he is trying to sort of diversify his income stream. So he's saying, if you want to be on my platform, I am going to charge you. It is a privilege or whatever it is to get your blue tick, and it is managed. But then he goes, he starts on the 27th of October, walks in with a kitchen sink. I mean, bizarre.
That was bizarre.
And bizarre. And then he decides, you know what? You're right. We're talking about charging people. And then all of a sudden, in the newest update, there's the official option to get it, even though it's not active.
Right.
So that you can actually start applying to be that part of that blue tick club. Then he decides to fire half the workforce. So now what's happened with the advertisers, so they employed almost about 7,500 people, almost 8,000 people.
Wow.
And on Friday, people would have got an email. Either if you were fired, you got an email to your personal address, and if you were rehired or continued to be employed, you would have got an email to your Twitter address. So people, it was very funny because people were posting that when they were locked out, that wasn't really a good sign. But everyone who was at Twitter was sort of supporting each other with the hashtag one team.
Right.
Anyway, so now he's made massive, massive statement. So he's bought the company, and he's now firing half the workforce, he's changing the subscription model, but all of this in the effort to cut costs, obviously, because he knows it's bleeding $4 million a day. But with that, he also has upset the advertisers, because they're saying that if you've taken away half your people, how are you moderating? And we're living in a time with just Kanye West, where there's massive hate speech online, and it's far from just Kanye. So literally in the space of a few hours within Twitter, with him starting to be the official owner, CEO, or as he put himself, chief twit of Twitter, there were 150,000 hate tweets coming from 300 accounts. So there was actually obviously an active movement to show that he wasn't able to moderate. So he's fired half of that staff, so there's now enough confidence that he can moderate that hate speech, but he's announced that he's creating a moderation council. But with that, brands such as Volkswagen, General Mills, Pfizer, they've all said, you know, it's too much of a risk for them as a brand to be associated with that negative or hate content. So they are what they're calling pausing their advertising. So that is actually quite significant because, as I've mentioned, the main revenue for him is actually advertisers. So with them pausing their advertising, they're sort of sitting on the fence. They're not saying they're not advertising, because they're not saying we're boycotting Elon Musk. They're saying we're not considering Twitter right now as a platform to use our brand to platform against potentially hate content. So we are sitting down on the sidelines until you come up with your moderation council, and we've seen where the proof is. So basically the proof is in the pudding, or in the tweet. That's kind of where he is.
What is so fascinating as well is that you've got the left screaming that there shouldn't be freedom of speech. Has this world just not turned completely upside down? Because one of the things that everybody's fearful of with Elon Musk is that he is going to allow more freedom of views on Twitter, but not everybody's happy with that. It's just such a weird world.
It is. I mean, it's completely bizarre, because one day you're hearing freedom of speech, the next day you're hearing, and Elon Musk, he didn't buy Twitter because he wanted to make money. He bought Twitter because he loves humankind and wants to give people the ability to be able to express themselves. I mean, my favorite is that he said that if he had a dollar for every time anyone asked if Donald Trump was coming back, that he'd be milking it, which I love.
Absolutely. It's just absolutely insane. Do you think that this is, do you think this is a storm in a teacup, or is this likely to impact the Twitter brand and value?
So I think that it may temporarily actually affect the Twitter brand, and also it's going to have to be in what happens going forward. Without half the staff, is he able to maintain a platform that is free of hate and is well moderated? Because I think that's going to be the main telling point. If he can create that platform which maintains the level of due diligence and monitoring, then I think it will be fine. But if we start to see stuff come out of the woodwork where people are sneaking those tweets through and it becomes a platform for hate and for bigotry, then he's going to have a really big problem, and the brand is going to definitely suffer. Even though the brand actually went up 82% in value just last year alone.
So it's
an interesting time that it's taking over, but where the world is completely intolerant of hate and lack of moderation. And we've seen, as you say, that's actually quite ironic, because there's a total fight for freedom of speech, but on the other side, there's a total fight for moderation.
I found it interesting as well, is because Twitter didn't get it right. And maybe they grew too fast. Maybe there's a whole lot of reasons why they didn't. But you've got people like Donald Trump, no matter your view on it, being kicked off the platform. But you've got Iranian despots calling for the death of Israel still, and murder of Jews still there. So it somehow hasn't quite got the balance right, has it?
Absolutely not. And Jake Dorsey, I mean, who's one of the co-founders of Twitter himself, he said that. My daughter does disagree.
Definitely doesn't agree with you on this one.
He himself said that Twitter, well, I think also he's trying to support the sale and through the company, so he's trying to also make nice with employees. He's saying, you know, it's my fault, we grew too quickly, and he does support that Elon's taking over and he feels it's in good hands. But at the same time, there is, you're right, there's complete lack of consistency in terms of who's allowed on, who's allowed off, what is free speech, what is allowed, what's not allowed. I mean, you do. You've got terrorist groups on there. You've got whatever you take off Donald Trump. I mean, the man is a bit mad, but he's not actually himself perpetrating that hideous act. So,
well, if he's sane enough or qualified enough to run for the presidency now, then surely he should be qualified to be on Twitter. And if the American government, I mean, if there is a problem with him being on Twitter, then there should be legal reasons why he shouldn't be running for president. So you know, if you think about it that way, it's really something. Unsigned says, who decides what hate speech is? Because of the left, everything they disagree with is hate speech. I think that is a problem. And Unsigned as well, I think this is the tweet of the day. So, Howard, you complain when you get blue-ticked on WhatsApp, but are prepared to pay for being blue-ticked on Twitter.
That is definitely the
absolutely. Dina Diamond, thank you for your info, for your expertise. A fascinating conversation. 34519 or 0618951019. I would love to know from you if this whole movement at Twitter is going to impact on how you engage with the platform. It is 7:30. Good morning.